This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Food Chap. Good night, Hillsborough, California. Chef David Lawrence. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Liam.
Long time. It's been too long.
Way too long. Long time. It's great to see you. You're looking good.
Oh, you too. We haven't aged a day, have we?
I wouldn't go that far, but you're looking good.
I'm still trying to shed my COVID-19 pounds. Do not judge me. Friends, Hillsborough, California. Up until recently, missing a good steakhouse, Good Nights came along. Chef David, Good Nights, the name, what's behind it? What's it all about?
Well, Good Nights is here in
Hillsborough.
In Hillsborough. And, you know, we've been open since August. And the name Good Nights comes from Charlie Good Nights.
Yeah.
He's a Texan, well-known Texan, back in the 1840s.
Big-time rancher, right?
Oh, huge rancher. Rancher and sheriff, marshal. And just did entrepreneur, did so many different things back in the day. And we wanted a good Texan-style restaurant, and the money that's behind that is a relative of his, and that's why we used it.
And in Texas, they say go big or go home. You guys went big here. I mean, at every corner, every turn, superb lighting, sensational seating. I know this seat here, the booth, that's where I want to sit, booth number one right there. They put some money into this.
Oh, absolutely. You know me, I'm 6'4", so I always go big.
And I'm 6'1", yeah. There are 3 inches between us.
Yeah, right. The money that's been put into this place is unbelievable. You can feel it, you can sense it, you can see it. Once you walk in here, it's just an unbelievable restaurant. I've been in the restaurant business 40-plus years, and I've never seen a restaurant as beautiful as this, even including my own restaurant. But this is a gorgeous restaurant. I love coming to work here. I love the atmosphere. And I just love the town of Hillsborough.
Well, it's right on the square, folks. If you love your steak, by the way, it's a little surf and turf here. But let's talk about the big guns firstly. From the grill, what's on the menu?
Oh, absolutely. For me, my favorite steak has always been a ribeye. And I do a bone-in ribeye that's 25 ounces, very shareable. And we also have a tomahawk, which is 42 ounces.
Hello.
Yeah, it's a big boy. Now, if you want something a little smaller and tenderer, we have a barrel-cut filet mignon that's on there. But you know what sets us apart is I have different sauces. I have a béarnaise sauce. I have a bordelaise sauce. I have a green peppercorn almanac sauce. I have all these different sauces that you can choose and you can mix and have fun with. Also, I've also put in salts on the table that you can have as well. I have a pink salt. I have a truffle salt. I have a black sea salt on there as well. I even have a smoked salt. So there's a lot of playing and a lot of fun you can have with the food when you're up here.
Chef, Who knew that 40 years ago, when you were training with the Gavroche brothers in London, learning how to make those great sauces, that they would come into play 40 years on?
Oh, my God, it's been with me all my life. But the funny thing about this is that when I was 16 years old, I went and worked in a steakhouse in London called Bernie Inn's. Do you remember those?
I do remember very well.
Yeah.
Wait, it was you who burnt my steak.
Yeah, all those years ago. And it was a Bernie Inn that I started off in as a dishwasher as a kid.
Yeah.
And then finally at 16, being able to cook in there. And it was just it's amazing. That's where I started in this journey where I'm getting now to kind of like the autumn of my life. And I'm back in the steakhouse, but it's a little better than a Bernie Inn.
Full circle, a full circle moment. Listen, if you're not into steak, beyond the steak, lots of great options here.
Oh, absolutely. I have this head-on sauteed shrimp. Ooh. And I use like a pono butter with garlic and parsley inside of it. And that's a little bit of the old Rue Brothers coming into to play there. I brought back the lobster thermidor.
Ooh.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yes.
I've been dreaming about that for years.
Yeah. No one does it.
It's
and
back.
We brought it back. We brought lobster back. Lobster thermidor back on the menu.
Now, if you want to just come in and have some small bites, a cocktail, glass of wine, you can do that. You do have some small bites, a little section here.
Yeah. We have small bites. We have a beautiful plucker roll that we have on. It's a yeast spread that we make to order. And I have a little honey and black pepper butter to go with it. The pan roasted shrimp we talked about. And then I take maitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then I put them in tempura batter and I deep fry them. And have an avocado sauce that you dip into and have a lot of fun with.
My mouth is watering, chef. Stop it. You know, with every great steakhouse comes great cocktails, great wines. We are in wine country here in Healdsburg. Tell me about the connection with wine and food here.
Oh, well, it's a big connection. Within the group, we have several wineries that we're affiliated with. So there's, I think this town has been crying out for a steakhouse, especially all the red wines that we have around here.
It is wild that there's not a steakhouse here on the square or in Healdsburg.
No, there hasn't been one for such a long, long time. So when we opened up, it's to great fanfare and a lot of local support, and they're just happy that we're up here. Our cocktail program's really good. One of my favorite is the Gravenstein Apple Gang.
Oh, yeah.
And, this used to be orchards around here. So we make this cocktail with apples and cognac, and we actually put it into red wine barrels to ferment.
What?
So, yes, so it has all that in there.
Is that what we're drinking today?
That's what we're going to drink.
And what are we eating?
I'm going to do the shrimp. I'm going to do the shrimp with the pono butter and garlic. So you can nibble on that.
Yes, please. To the kitchen we shall go. And Chef David, I know you from the city from 20-plus years past, but just a few years ago, you and your wife, Melinda, moved up here to wine country. How is it to be up here? How does it differ from the city?
Oh, we moved up here 5 years ago, and it's just great for this time of my life. I like it being slow and quiet. Mm-hmm. And, and you walk down the street, everybody knows you.
Yeah.
Everybody, your neighbors, your chit-chat. That, I'm not going to say I leave my door open, but you can.
Yeah. What's your address?
I'm not telling you that. But it's just, it's
different pace.
It's different pace. Yeah. And you get to appreciate what America is about.
Yeah.
Americana. And, 4th of July is completely different up here than it is in San Francisco.
It's like, it's rah, 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 full on, right?
Oh, full on. The parades, the police officers, the fire brigade, they're all coming on parades around here. And you get to get a real good slice of Americana and apple pie.
Well, if folks at home are listening thinking, who are these two guys? Where are they from? What's their story? We both come from the old country. Me of Irish parents. Your parents not from Ireland.
No, they came all the way from Jamaica and came a part of the Windrush generation.
Yeah.
And I was first generation born in England with West Indian families. And then, they were immigrants, and I did the same thing. I up and left England and came to America.
Isn't it funny? When that's in your, I think that's in your bones, Chef David, because your parents, they came a long way away to settle, make a new life, give you a better life in England. But you knew there was something further afield in America, as I did.
Yeah.
You had that in your bones, in your belly, to travel, to go further than Britain, the Britain we knew back then.
Well, I'll never knock England. I loved being born there. I loved being educated. I just like being an adult in America.
Yeah.
And America found me. I came here on vacation and bumped into someone I worked with, and he offered me a job. And I have been here 35 years now, and no regrets.
Thank God, no regrets either. One thing we have to talk about before we get in the kitchen, of course, we're both raised in a diet of not just good food, good British food, but of good football. Although I picked the right team, man. You, and what's your team?
I don't think we both have good teams at this moment. Chelsea and Man United, we do not have anything to talk about.
We should be crying on each other's shoulders.
Exactly.
Listen, I know we're going to hop into the kitchen. Before we do that, just remind our friends, good night. Where is it exactly and why should people come?
Good night's up here in Hillsborough. We're right on the square. We're 113 Plaza Street in Hillsborough. And it's a good time, a good night. And you get to have the chef come and talk to you.
Yeah.
You should come up here.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Friends, do yourself a favor. Get yourself to Hillsborough. Come for dinner. Stay the night. Lots of places to stay on the square. You got H2 Hotel Hillsborough.
Lamar,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's our sister hotel, Lamar.
Well, definitely.
Right around
sure.
the corner. And it has a great restaurant in there as well called Chalkboard. And we have Chef Anthony in there doing really good stuff.
And you've got some good neighbors on the square here. You've got our friend Dustin Villette, the Matheson and Villette.
And we have Duke's next door to us. And if you want to, crash and have a great cocktail, that's right next door to us.
Charlie Palmer, Dry Crew Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, Charlie's always in the restaurant coming in and talking. A lot of support around here. Yeah. A lot of good chefs. We have Single Fred right around the corner. It's just just so many great restaurants up here.
Hillsborough, it's happening. It's hopping. Good night. Chef David Lawrence is the chef at the helm. Friends, do yourself a favor. Come visit. Come one, come all. More on Chef Story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chop. Am I going to get a cocktail here?
Yeah, let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.